A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under a fig tree? You will see greater things than this." He said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. The night before we returned from World Youth Day, we were in the Madrid Hotel, and as we were doing each of the days, we would process the seeds that God had planted over the course of that day so that the Lord might water them and so that others might share in the fruits of what God had whispered to individual pilgrims. And on that last night, we tried to summarize the real highlights of the entire pilgrimage. Many focused on the days we had in Fatima and how it led to a much deeper and real relationship with Our Lady. Others talked very powerfully about the beautiful churches that they had seen and the huge foundations which were a symbol for how we're called to be built out firmly in Christ. Others talked about the incredible joy of being in the presence of the Holy Father on four different occasions, particularly seeing the real face of the church in so many different skin colors and so many different languages. But what surprised me a little is that the plurality of the pilgrims with us said that the real highlight for them, the thing that they focused on most, that they'll remember most, was when we were in Santiago de Compostela, that shrine in northwestern Spain, where the relics of the apostle St. James the Greater are buried. We were able to visit his tomb. We were able to celebrate Mass 50 feet from where his tomb is. They said how moved they were to be so close to one of the ones Jesus had first chosen, to be able to celebrate Mass just a pebble's throw from one who was present at the first Mass, one who was sent out by the Lord with the power to continue this Mass until the end of time, and who ordained others, who ordained others, who ordained others, who ordained others to be able to celebrate Mass down to our own day. That the presence of St. James in his tomb was a tangible reminder that everything that we believe in the faith was true, that there's a real historical ground to it. And they rejoiced in the privilege they had to be there. Today we celebrate the feast of another apostle, St. Bartholomew. Nathanael was his first name, but he was the son of Ptolemy, and that's why Bartholomew is his last name, the way that they would refer to him. So we've used those titles interchangeably, Nathanael and Bartholomew. He was one who, just like St. James, was called personally by the Lord, one whom the Lord then sent out personally to carry on his mission. And we today are so privileged to be able to celebrate that feast. We don't have to be where his mortal remains are in the church named after him on the Isola Tiburtina in Rome. We're here recognizing that on this feast day, we build our faith on the strong pillar of his own faith, that this course of stone, which was the foundation for the heavenly Jerusalem, bears his name along with the other 11. What I'd like to focus on today is just the one compliment Jesus gives him in the gospel. He says, "Behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile, in whom there is no duplicity, a true Israelite." That the true Israelites were not the scribes and the Pharisees who were always trying to trip Jesus up, giving a little phrase here that would put Jesus in a box so that they could get him both ways in a catch-22 expression. The ones who would lie to Pontius Pilate and say our only leader is Caesar. Jesus says, no, the true Israelite. And he would say, all the more the true Christian is one in whom there is no deception. One who is so united with him who is the truth that the father of lies has no ingress. Behold, the true Israelite in whom there's no desire to deceive at all, not even to flatter. That was one of the reasons why the early fathers of the church, in looking at St. Bartholomew's reaction to Jesus' compliment in today's gospel, said that there was no flattery at all involved, that he was so transparent that the depth of his heart was able to show. At first glance, it doesn't seem to make a heck of a lot of sense. First, with no guile whatsoever, he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth. Small little place. Could the Messiah come from Nazareth? And so then Philip says, come and see. He doesn't try to answer all his questions. He just says, I'm going to bring you to him. Let's see. So he does. He goes. And after Jesus' compliment, Nathanael asks the question, how do you know me? And Jesus says merely, before Philip spoke to you, I saw you under the fig tree. The fathers of the churches say that under that fig tree, Nathanael must have been thinking about something. We don't know quite what it was. Was he thinking about Nazareth and how nothing good could come out of Nazareth? Was he thinking about the Messiah? Was he wondering about his whole future? We don't know, but something was happening under that fig tree. And as soon as Jesus mentioned the fig tree, which he didn't see physically, all of a sudden, he bursts out with transparent praise. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Maybe he was thinking precisely about that. Could God come into our flesh? And then Jesus gave him a promise. Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than this. In fact, you'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. For us to see this, for us to see who Jesus is, for us to see the even greater things about how he will be glorified by heaven, we can't be in the grips of deception. We need to live totally in the truth. And when we do, that's when our eyes will be open to see what Nathanael saw. Nathanael was a true child of Israel. He was without guile, not just by his personal temperament, but because he corresponded to the Lord's graces. Whether he was under a fig tree, or they were seeing truth incarnate face to face. The same graces are totally available to us if we build our life on the firm foundation of Nathanael's guilelessness. Let us ask him to pray for us so that we may and come to see that same scene where the angels ascend and descend upon Jesus Christ, both here on this altar and forevermore in that celestial Jerusalem.